We begin the current daf, Masechet Avodah Zarah, daf Hey. Begin 10 lines down with the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara continues with another teaching from Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar B'Yenison. Additionally, relating to the theme of the previous daf regarding what happens over here in this world, how it relates to the world to come. So says the Gemara of Amar Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar B'Yenison. It says, Kol Oitza Mitzvah Achas Bo'il Mazeh, whatever does a mitzvah in this world, Mekad Masai V'Heleches Lafanav L'Oil Mabah, it goes before and gets there in front of him in the world to come. Shalom, like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, "V'halach lefanecha tzidkecha," that your righteousness will go in front of you. Chvayda Hashem yasvecha, the honor of Hashem will gather you in. So that's where a person does a mitzvah. Waiting for him already there is his mitzvah. So to v'chol o'iver avir achas, whoever commits a sin, malafafasi, it envelops him. U'maylichasa liyamadin, and it takes him to the day of judgment. Shalom, like it says the pasuk in Eiv, "Yilafsu arches darkam v'gamer," that it envelops them, their path of their ways, where the pasuk there concludes, Yalav atoyu, they go into the emptiness of Yavedu, and they're destroyed. Now, moreover, Belazam, he says, Kishur by Kekelev. More than that is when the person commits a sin, it attaches it to the person like a dog. Shalom, like it says, a pasuk in Bereishis, that when Eshes Petifer tried seducing Yosef, says, Velishama Eleho, he didn't listen to her, Lishkevetzla, to lay next to her, Li Yisimar, to be with her. What's that redundancy? Says the Gemara, Lishkevetzla Ba'il Mazeh. He refused to lay with her in this world, Li Yisimar Ba'il Mazeh, to be with her in the world to come, because when the person commits a sin, it attaches itself to him in the world to come, like a dog. Now, continuing on this theme from the previous staff relating to the generation of the Midbar, which had committed the sin of the Egel Azav, of the golden calf, Amr Shlakish, it says, Bayu v'nachzik tayvul avisenu, let's come and give thanks to our fathers, those who committed the sin of the golden calf, shel molihein loichatu, because had it been that they didn't sin, we would never have come to the world, we would never have existed, because they would have been like angels, and they would never have had children. Shalom, like it says the pasuk in Tehillim. Ani amarti, Hashem says, I said Elikim atem, Elihim atem, that you are like angels. Uvenei elyon kulchem, and you're all like sons of that above. However, chivaltem asechem. What it doesn't say in the pasuk is, but you destroyed your ways, meaning you committed a golden calf, and therefore the pasuk continues, achin ka'adam tembusin begaima, however, but you're going to die like man. And therefore, we should give thanks to them, because had they not sinned, we would not have existed. And that is the Gemara Lamem. Is that to say, Di'ilei Chatu Lav Mailadi? Had they not sinned, they would not have had children? But Viksiv, the Pasuk says, Mereshes Va'atem Puruvu, Hashem commanded the world, you should be fruitful and multiply. Says the Gemara, no, that would have been Ad Sinai until Har Sinai. But from that point on, when they were like angels, they wouldn't have had children anymore. And that is the Gemara B'Sinai Namikse, but by Har Sinai itself, it says, when they left Har Sinai, as the Pasuk says in Devarim, Hashem said to Moshe, Lech Emelhem, go tell the Jewish people, Shub Lechem Lalechem, go back to your tents, which is a euphemistic to having relations with one's wife, which you see that they were going to have children. So the Gemara, no, that was L'Simchas Einya. That was only for the joy of cohabitation, which up until this point, from 3 days before Har Sinai, they were forbidden, as it says, Al Tikshal Isha. They were just saying to go back and have conjugal relations, but nothing about having children. Well, that is the Gemara, but the Pasuk says over there in Devarim, Leman Yitav Lehem, so that should be good for them, Ulevneim, and for their sons, Vagrim, etc. You see that there are going to be children. Says the Gemara, no, Lo Isna Imdim Har Sinai. That's referring to the children they had up until Har Sinai. But from that point on, they weren't going to have children anymore had they not sinned right after by the Egel Azav. But the Gemara still asks, Vamir Shlokish, but Shlokish said himself, who he's the one that we're asking on his teaching, Ma'idach said, what does it mean passing in Bereishis that says, Zeh Sefer told us Adam v'Gemma. This is the book of the chronicles of the children of Adam. Asked the Gemara, V'chi Sefer Hayil Adam Marishan, did Adam Marishan have a book? What does that mean? Melamed, rather, this comes to teach us, Sheheru lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there was some type of a book. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the Adam Marishan to the first man, he showed him the whole history of mankind, of the future, every generation and those that expound and seek Hashem, dar v'chacham of every generation and its sages, dar v'parnas of every generation and its leaders. Now, Kivin Shagila Dersh Rabbi Kiva, once he reached showing him the generation of Rabbi Kiva, Sameach b'Teras, that he rejoiced regarding the Torah of Rabbi Kiva, but v'nisatza b'misasa, he was down, he was sad regarding his death, which was very cruel by the Romans. Amar, he said, as it's quoted in Tehillim, which is authored this part by Adam Rishon, v'li unto me, my yakur re'echa el v'gaymer, how precious, how heavy are your thoughts, God, we're in referring to this idea about Rabbi Kiva and his death. But one thing we see is that it was inevitable the future generations are going to be there. Of course there was going to be Rabbi Kiva and all the people of the generations after the Dair that was by Matan Torah. How could you say, had they not sinned, we would not have existed? Moreover, Amar Rabbi Yisi, another question is that Rabbi Yisi says, Ein ben David ba, Mashiach cannot come, at sheyichlu neshama shebeguf, until all the souls that are in what's called guf, some type of a storehouse that's called guf, which literally means body, and from the beginning of creation, all the souls that were ultimately going to be born are put into this storage place called guf, and Mashiach doesn't come until all those neshamas are taken out into the world. Shalom, like it says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki loyla olam arav, Hashem says, because not forever will I dispute to delay the time of the redemption. V'loyla netzach ektzav, and not for forever, for eternity, will I be angry from redeeming the Jewish people. Ki ruach mulfanai, because the spirit that's in front of me, meaning the neshamas that are in this guf, in this store place, yatov, is what delays. With neshamas on the Yisisa, and that makes souls, meaning old neshamas have to come out, and then Mashiach will come. So you see that ultimately all of us, were neshamas, were inevitable. How could you say that we would not have existed? So says the Gemara, Lay Tema, don't say Anu Le Banalon. You're right. Rosh Lakish wasn't saying that if not for their sin of the golden calf, we would not have come to the world. Of course we would have. Eli Kamish Le Banalon. Rather, it's as if we would not have come to the world. In other words, since they would have lived forever, and as long as they're around, we would have been considered so insignificant, it's almost as if we were not around. So now the Gemara asks from a different angle. Lememra de'ilei chatu, is that to say that had they not sinned by the Egel Azov, Lava Maisi, they would not have died? But Vaksiv, as we just said, because they would have existed forever, like Malachim, and we would be considered too insignificant. But Vaksiv, Parshas Yivam, is the Parshas Nachlis. We have Parshas in the Torah that talk about death, which is Yivama, when a man dies without any children, regarding the wife and the brother-in-law, the laws of inheritance, these are all based on death. And these were given to Har Sinai. How could you say, had they not sinned, they wouldn't have died? Then what are these parashas in the Torah for? Says the Gemara, no, al tanai. Those were unconditioned. Which is, if the Jewish people don't sin, yeah, these will not be relevant. But if they do, as that was the case, then they will die, and then you'll have the halachas of Yibum and of Nachlas. On that, as the Gemara, Mik Sivi Karal tanai, are psukim written on condition? Says the Gemara, in yes, Dachem Reb Shimon ben Lakish, which we quoted on previous daf. Ma'idav said, what does it mean in the pasuk by the end of Ma'isa Bereishis, Vayi'erva Yivayker Yom Hashishi? Every day says this was the first day, the second day, the third day. By the sixth day, it doesn't say this is the sixth day. It was evening and it was morning. It was the sixth day. What's the sixth day? Malamet Shesna Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'isa Bereishis V'Ama. This teaching that Kadosh Baruch Hu stipulated with the acts of creation, and he said, if the Jewish people accept the Torah, which is on Shishi of Sivan, the sixth of Sivan, referring to a specific day, if they accept the Torah, then mutav, then it's good. If not, I'm going to return all the acts of creation to the abyss, to emptiness. So we see that the Torah, Ma'aseh Bereishis, was given on condition. But the Gemara asked Meisrei from a Braisa, which brings a pasuk in the Varm. The Braisa says, the pasuk says, Hashem said, "Meitein, who would give v'hoi levavim zelahem, that the Jewish people should have the heart that they have right now at Har Sinai? Let them always be like this." Hashem was saying some like a what of a prayer that the Jewish people should continue to be like this. Now, what does this mean? What did the Jewish people attain by Har Sinai? So the Brisa says, "Levat lemem al chamavas iavshem," to say that they was voiding the mission of the angel of death. That's not possible. Shekvar nigzer gzeira, because the decree was already decreed that from the sin of Adam HaRishon, every man will die, up until the coming of Mashiach, when there's Tchias HaMeisim. So rather, says the Tana the Braisa, what you hear from this is, Lo kiblu Yisrael HaSatayra, the Jewish people did not receive the Torah at Har Sinai to get the reward in this world. Ella, rather, Kadesh Leitehei Umma Meloshon Shaletzbem, rather that it shouldn't be that any nation or any language should rule over them. That's the good that it says over in this pasuk, Shanem, like it says, Laman Yitev Lahem Ulevnehem, and the Gir says, La'olam. So it should be good for them and for their children forever. So you see clearly from the time of the Braisa that there was never an option, even if they wouldn't sin, that they're not going to die. So how could Rosh Lakish say that they hadn't died, they wouldn't have died had they not sinned? So that says the Gemara, that who, Rosh Lakish, is the Amaki Haitana. You're right, this Braisa is not like him, but he says like a different Tana. The Tana within the Braisa abuse him, he says, Lekiblu Yisrael as the Torah, the Jewish people did not accept the Torah at Har Sinai. El Kadesh Lo Yehei Malcham Avash Elbem, just that the angel of death should not rule over them, and that's what would have been had they not sinned. Shanam, like says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Ani Amarti, Hashem says, I said Elihim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kochem, that you are like angels, you're from sons of up above, all of you. But chivalta maaseichem, you destroyed your actions, and therefore the pasuk continues, achin ka'am temusin, however, like man, you will die. And so therefore that's exactly where Reish Lakish is teaching, that they would have lived forever. Now, however, the Gemara asks, but Rabbi Yisi Nami, haksiv l'man yitav l'hem l'vnei adoylam, what does he do with the pasuk of the first Tana, of the first Braisa, which we said that it says that you accept the Torah, then it will be good for you, for your sons forever, which sounds like Teivu Hudavi, that there's going to be good, that no a nation will rule over you. But Hamisa Ikka sounds like that there will still be death. And that says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisi Amalach, he would tell you, no, kivin de leka misa, no, since there's not going to be any death, in the Chateva Gedeo Mazud, there's no greater goodness than that. That's the whole essence of existing, of living, and that's what it means to, the good means that they weren't to die. Now the Gemara is Vatana Kamanami, the Tana of the first Braisa, Hoksiv Achin Ka'adam Temusin. What does it do with the Pasuk Rabbi Yisi brings down, which is like Reish Lakish, which sounds like that initially they were not going to die. Not like the first Braisa says, no, there was never option. It sounds like they were not going to die, but since they sinned, now they will die. Says the Gemara, no, they were always going to die. But my Misa, what does it mean, but now that they're going to die? It means anias. It means that from when they sinned, then their enemies liquidate and destroy all the money of the Jewish people. That's what means death. It doesn't mean real death, because that they're always going to die. Now that they sin, now even their money is going to be taken away from them, and they're going to have poverty. Because to Amar Malik, the master said, Arbor Hashum Kemesim, there are four individuals that are considered like they're dead. Elohim, they are Ani, a pauper, which is that referring to, that's what the Pasuk was saying, that now they're going to get death. Achin Ka'am Temusin, means that they're going to be paupers. Suma, blind person. Umitzari, someone that's Taras. Umishain Labanim is someone that doesn't have any children. Which is a famous piece from Chaimish Malevitz, which is that all these people are disconnected from other people, which is an element of death. Ani dechsev, a pauper, like it says the Pasuk in Shemais, Kimesu kol anashim. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you can go back to Mitzrayim because all the men that wanted your life have died. Umanin, and who are those people? That's Dustin Vavirim. Because like the Gemara says in the Dharm of Samach Dalma Beis, wherever it says Nitzim or Nitzavim, that they were standing or they were disputing or quarreling, always refers to Dustin and Avirim. And here by those who were trying to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Nitzim, which those are the Jews that had slandered him. And so it's saying, oh, they're dead already, could go back. That the question is, so did they die? Mihavahava, they were still around. And they, as they were by the incident of Karach, which was much later after they already left Egypt. Rather, as Tosafot points out, it couldn't have been any of the other options, rather means that they lost all their money, and therefore they were like dead, they had no more influence in the government, so that was an element of death. So to assume, how do we know that a blind person is considered like dead? And Kapasik and Eev says, he has placed me in the darkness, like the dead ones of the world, meaning you see that being blind is like being dead. And Mitzari Dechsev, having Tsaras, like it says the Pasuk in Bamidbar, that regarding their prayer for Miriam who had Tsaras, they said, Al Nosi Kames, let her not be like a dead person. We see that having Tsaras is like a dead person. Umisha Inle Ban Dechsev, and someone that doesn't have any children, like it says in Bereshit, that Rachel said to Yaakov, Havali Vanim, give me children, Vim Ein, and if not, Mesa Nechi, I am dead, where that same idea, not having children, is like a dead person. Now the Gemara continues with a similar theme, which we were talking about before. Tana Ban Linda Braisa. Says the pasuk in Meyukra, in bechukaisa tilechu, that if you go in my statutes, says the Braisa, ein im el loshen tachnunim, and says if you're gonna go, he's telling the Jewish people, look, if you do my Torah, it really means a term of supplication, something, please do that. V'chein oim esotu, says the pasuk in Tehillim, lu ami shameli, if only my nation would listen to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, supplicating in front of the Jewish people, please keep the Torah. Where that's a lu ami, it's a lashon of a tchina, etc. Then kamata v'machni, then for very little, I would already have subdued their enemies. So Devayim says the pasuk in Yeshaya, lu hikshav til mitzvayse, if only we would listen to my commandments, v'hi kenor shlemecha, that your peace would be flowing like a river, v'hi kachol zarecha, and your children would be like sands, so plentiful, v'tzetzo ime'echa, and those which come forth from your womb, etc. All the blessings would come and be fulfilled. Now going back to the pasuk that we've quoted before, Tanabanalinda Braisa, the pasuk says that Hashem said by Har Sinai that the Jewish people are on such a high level, which as we said in the previous daf, therefore it was actually divinely ordained that they should sin because it didn't even make sense, they were on such a great level, that Hashem said, meet and who would give, that this should be the heart that they have in front of me always with such a fear forever. Now, Amalan Moshe Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people, Kafuyi Taiva, your people that do not recognize to give thanks and appreciate goodness to the one who gave it to you. And you're B'nai Kafuyi Taiva, and you're also the sons of those who deny good. That is because B'shashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, at the moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, Miyitin V'halavavim Zeh Elohem, who would give Like as if, like, let's brainstorm, let's figure this out. Who could give the heart to the Jewish people to always fear me like this? The Jewish people should have said, Ten Ato, you give us that heart, Hashem. You make sure we always fear you like this. But as Tosis says, that's why they were called Kifuya Taiva, because they didn't want to say, Hashem, you give. Because they didn't want to be indebted to Rabbeinu Shlem. That's a Kafir Taiva. You don't want to have to appreciate to someone else what you're doing, what he did for you. Where do we find that the Kifuya Taiva? So the Gemara, there's still, like it says, the Pasuk in the Midbar, V'nafsheinu Katsa, the Jewish people complain that our soul is disgusted as we continue to come in Beis, B'lechem HaKloikel, in this light bread, which was referring to the man. The reason why it was called this light bread was because the food got totally absorbed in all their limbs. They didn't have to relieve themselves from any of the waste matter. There was no waste. It was pure throughout their body, which they called Kloikel, and it's too light. And they were complaining about this, which is not normal. It's going to burst forth from my bones. What do you mean? Whenever you eat, you have to relieve yourself. But this was actually a great favor for them. So they didn't have to go through the effort and go out a distance of 3 parsecs, which is a huge distance, to relieve themselves. As the Gemara says in Brachas, and Daf Samach, that when they had to relieve themselves, they couldn't go to the sides or in front of them, because that's maybe where the Aaron would go in the direction that they had to go. Rather, they had to go behind themselves. And if someone was all the way at the front, he had to go a distance of 3 parsecs, which is huge. So that's Kafuri Taiva. They were denying the goodness, and they weren't appreciating that. B'nei Kafuri Taiva, they're the sons of those who deny goodness. The Siv, going back all the way to the first man, Adam Rishon. Like it says in the passing of Bereishis, Ha'isha Ash Nesati Imadi, when Hashem said to Adam, what's going on over here? You sinned with Eitz Hadas? He says, the woman that you gave to put next to me, he nasta limina Eitz Ha'ichel, she gave me to eat from the tree and I ate. Which is a derogatory type of a wording. He makes it sound like as if the problem that happened was because of the gift that Hashem gave him, which Hashem gave it to him to be a helping maid, an Ezer, and he's blaming Hashem. That's a kafir taiva. Now, more of it says the Gemara, Af Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Ramzalan Yisrael, did not allude to the Jewish people to rebuke them regarding this. Ela Achar Bar Mishana. Only after 40 years in Mishnah Torah in Arvis Mayav, was where he told Mishnah, like it says the Pasuk Devarim, that Va'elech Eschem Bamidbar Bar Mishana. He was saying it after the end of 40 years. For 40 years, I took it in the desert, where, like it says in the Pasuk before that, Hashem did not give you a heart to understand that you should know to ask what Hashem was trying to hint to you. Because you didn't want to be indebted. You're a kafir taiva. So obviously we see that even Moshe Rabbeinu did not recall to even contemplate this idea until after 40 years. Which on the Rabbi says, Shema Mano, what we can infer from this, is Lekoi Inish Adaita, the Rabbi, a person does not understand the full depth of understanding of his teacher to understand what he was really saying, Adar Boim Shnin, until 40 years. Because even Moshe Rabbeinu did not allude this idea to the Jewish people until after 40 years. Now, related discussion, the Gemara brings Amr B'yichem Shumer B'no. Ma'idich said, what does it mean the Pasuk in Yeshaya? Ashreichem Zayri Al Kolmayim. Praiseworthy are all you who plant on all the water. Mishalchei Regel Asher V'chamo, who send forth the legs, the feet, of the ox and the donkey. What that alludes to is, which always Shar and Chamar are two types of inclinations, that of Yitzhahara of Avodah Zarah and Arayis, which they send forth and they send away the feet of the Yitzhahara, which comes to a person by themselves. As we find that the Yetzer is called like a guest, an uninvited, unwanted guest, like the Pasuk says Shmuel Beis, by the metaphor that Nas Navi gave to David regarding his sin with Bathsheba, of Vayavei Halach LeIsha Asher, that he came to the wealthy man, meaning that there was a guest, which refers to the Yetzer. So what does this refer to? Ashrei Yisrael, praiseworthy are the Jewish people, Bizman Sha'iskim B'Torah B'Gimel Chasad, at a time when they toil in Torah and in acts of kindness. Then Yitzram, which again is alluded to by the legs of the Shevach Amar, their inclination is Masav Yadim is given over in their hands and they could send it away. And Ve'ein Heim Mesrum B'Yad Yitzram, they're not given over in the hands of their inclination. Shlomach says in the Pasuk, how do we know that when it refers to praiseworthy are those who plant on the water, it means tiring Gemil Chasadim? Shlomach says in the Pasuk, Ashreichem Zera Kolmayim, praiseworthy are those who plant on the water, Ve'ein Zriel Tzedakah. Planting refers to charity. Shlomach says the Pasuk in Hosea, Ziru Lechem Litzdakah, plan for yourself for charity, V'kisru Lefi Chesed, and then reap it according to the kindness. And the Ve'imayim Ela Taira, and water is referring to Taira. Shlomach says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hay Kol Tzami Lechulamayim, woe, all those who are thirsty, go to the water. And there, that's the type of people who have both Zeriah and Mayim, Taira and Gemil Chasadim, who could send away their Yetzer. Their Yetzer is given over in their control, and they're not under the control of the Yetzahara. Moreover, the Pasuk says, Meshalchei Regel Asher V'chamar, they send away the legs of the ox and the donkey, Tan B'Eliyahu, it's torn in the Brayis of Eliyahu, La'olam Yosem Adam Atzma, the retired person should always place himself. Regarding the words of Taira, Kesher La'ol, like an ox who takes a yoke on him, V'kachachmar l'masa, and like a donkey who's able to carry heavy loads, that's what the pasuk says, meshalchei regel, which is that they put in the effort of the feet and they go from city to city to learn Torah. That's how a person should always treat himself in regards to learning Torah, to accept it like a yoke and to carry like a load, like a donkey. Nagamark finally goes back to the Mishnah, which up until now the whole thing segued because of the understanding of the word Lifnei Edehen, which refers to the holidays of the idols, which either with an Aleph or an Ayin have gotten to Pasuk and Yishai, which came up to the discussion up until here. Now the Gemara goes back to the halacha of our Mishnah. So it said that before the holiday of the idols, for Gil Yom for 3 days, also loss of losses in mind b'chulu. One cannot do business dealings with them, and as we said, you can't borrow, you can't lend, you can't do different things with them. Now, and that asks the Gemara, me be in kuli hai, do we really need so much time? In other words, that we're concerned that if, let's say, we're going to sell to an idol, you said you can't do business dealings with them, and you can't sell them an animal, because we're concerned about their holiday for 3 days beforehand, but meaning as if because he might be buying it for his idol, and one cannot be implicit in that avodah zarah. But right now we learn the Mishnah Masechta Skulin that says, Barba Prakim Hashanah, during 4 periods of the year, we presume regarding a person that whoever is buying an animal is slaughtering it that day. And that's because of that idea, if someone sells an animal to his friend on these 4 times of the year, Tzarech Lahidia, you have to notify the other person and tell him, look, you're buying this animal, but Ima Macharti Lishchet, the mother I already sold today, for it to be slaughtered. And therefore, you can't slaughter this animal today that I'm going to sell you, which is the daughter, because that's the violation of in the Torah that says, one's not allowed to slaughter an animal and its child on one day. So therefore, since you're the last one who bought it, and you're going to be the last one doing it, you're going to be the one that's committing the sin. Or, bita mecharti lishchat. Or if, let's say, he already sold the daughter, and he's selling the mother, and he says, look, I already sold the daughter, it's problematic for you to go ahead and slaughter today. And the Elohein, and these are the 4 days which it's impossible for people not to need meat, and therefore everyone's buying it to slaughter it today, are Erev Yom Tov Acher Shel Chag, the day before the last day of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres, because that's the day when everyone has to finish up their quota of karbanos to bring for the Yom Tov of Sukkot, like the Mishnah says, Masechtas Chagiga, whoever didn't bring their Eilis Ru'iyah or Shalmei Chagiga has to bring it at the last day, which is Shmini Atzeres. So everyone's buying meat to slaughter for that day. And Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, and the day before the first day of Pesach, which is the 14th of Nisan, because of Karban Pesach, and all the different people have to eat Allah Seiva, people need a lot of meat, so they can be slaughtering it. Erev Atzeres, the day before Shavuos, because again, there's Shalmei Chagiga and Eilis Ru'iyah, there's one day that everyone's eating these karbanos, everyone needs meat to slaughter. And Erev Rosh Hashanah, the day before Rosh Hashanah, which is also Yom Tov, and people eat meat. So those 4 times, you could presume that if someone's buying it, he's buying it to slaughter, therefore it's problematic. You got to tell the other one who's buying the mother or the daughter that, look, you can't use it for slaughtering because I already sold the other one to someone else. Ukadivri Bisek Lilian says, says the Mishnah, and the Kornkra Bisek Lili, is a 5th day, Af Erev Yom Kippur, most of the day before Yom Kippur, which is also, as the Gemara says elsewhere, that it's actually a mitzvah to eat on the 9th day, then it's as if you fasted 2 days in a row. So to Erev Yom Kippur, Begalil, in the Galil, where there they would go ahead and they would really rejoice much on Erev Yom Kippur as a sign of confidence that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to atone us. So there also, you could assume if someone's buying a carbon over there in the Galilee, that it was to eat, and therefore you got to tell the one who's buying the mother or the daughter second that you can't go ahead and slaughter it today. But one thing we see is that this halacha, as the Mishnah says in Chulin, is only Erev Yom Tov. Obviously, that a person's not going to buy any day earlier for the meal just on that 1 day or 1 day before. And however, if he sold it the day before, he wouldn't warn the one who's buying the second one, either the mother or daughter, today, because a person does not usually buy 3 days before for preparing a suda 3 days later. So why are we saying that you can't do business dealings, you can't sell an animal to an idol worshiper 3 days before? Why? Maybe the day before, but 3 days before? We see that we're not concerned for that. Says the Gemara, no, hasam de la achila, the Mishnah Masechta Skulin is regarding eating, then sagi b'chad yevah, then of course it's enough with 1 day. People don't buy 3 days before. That's why it was only said on the Erev of the last day of Sukkot or on the other cases. Hacha de la krava, but here in the Mishnah of our Masechta, where we're talking about the idol worshippers are buying it to sacrifice to their idols. Oh, there the idol worshippers will go ahead and be in at Tlasa Yemeh. There you need 3 days because they want to make sure that they have their sacrifices for their avodah zarah. Now the Gemara says, oh, if it's about sacrifices, and actually the question is the other way. Well, akrav is sagi betlasi yamin. And what if it's for sacrifices? You think 3 days is enough? Why do we only make it forbidden for 30 days? But and the gear says v'atan we learn the brayso shaylin behilchas haPesach. We ask regarding halachas of Pesach koydim haPesach before Pesach shloishim yam for 30 days. He says shtei shabbos is not only 2 weeks, but we see that our halachas when it comes to Korban Pesach for 30 days we're involved with it. Why should it be only 3 days? We should not be able to do business and sell them animals for a period of 30 days before. So the Gemara, no, anan us Jewish people regarding our korbanos the shchichi mumen, because it's very common to find blemishes, because the pasta we invalidated korban the filled bedukin shabayin, even though like a cataract in the eye, that's how punctilious we are regarding our halachas of karbanis, because that's our halachas. So be'in and tlas in yaymen. So yeah, we need 30 days. It's not so easy to find the carbon. In hu de mechusar ever islahu, but regarding non-Jews, that their invalidation of a carbon is only when it's missing a limb. You could have a cataract, you just can't be missing an arm or a foot. Then but tlas in yaymen sagi, that's enough for 3 days. Because the Amr Balazi says, minayin de mechusar ever, from where do we know that if it's lacking a limb, the asla b'nei neich, that that's forbidden for a non-Jew, where that they can't use that as an animal to bring for Hashem. Now, similar to their karbanis, which their fathers had used for the true purposes of bringing karbanis to Hashem, so the later non-Jews, then they took the same customs as their fathers, and then they distorted it for their idols. But we see that the same concept is that they're only concerned for missing a limb. And that's why we're saying it's only going to be 3 days, even for the Avodah Zarah, like their fathers, B'nai Noach, who when they would bring it to Hashem, was also only concerned with Mechusar Eiver. That's like it says the Pasuk in Bereishis. Noach was told, B'kol HaChayim, from every living thing, again, because Noach was ultimately going to bring sacrifices from them, like the Pasuk says in Bereishis Ches, V'yikach M'kol HaBehemah Tari, took from every kosher animal 7 of each. So from every living one, Mekol Basa, from every meat, Shnayim Mekol Bagayim, you should bring 2 of each, and then 7 from the kosher ones. Now, Amr Tari, the Tari says, what's it teaching us? What's the word Mekol Achai? Is Havi Behemah, bring an animal, Shechayin Rosh Yevarm Shalah, that its tips of its limbs are living, I mean, they can't be missing any limbs. You see, B'nai Noach are only commanded in that, and that's how they would do with Avodah Zarah. That only takes 3 days. But our levels are much more detailed, and that requires up to 30 days. Now that is the Gemara. How can you learn from here that for B'nai Noach, that they Mechusar Eiver is a problem from the word Mekol HaChai, but Hamibayle. But this, that Noach was commanded to take these kosher animals into the Teva from the word Mekol HaChai, you needed to take a different drasha. Lema'uti Trefa Delay. That was to exclude an animal with a moral defect that can't live, that he can't take it. Mekol HaChai means that it will live, but not that its tips of its limbs should be living. Says Gemara, no, treifa, an animal that had a moral defect, was melechaya zera nafka. That was learned out from a different word, which was that to be able to live for having seed, to have continuity. And therefore, the word mekalachai could be teaching that the animals which were going to be brought as kabbanah should not be missing any limbs. But on that, as the Gemara, hanich lamandama treifa any ledes, that's only good according to the pin that holds that an animal with moral defect cannot have children. So that could be excluded from melechaya zera. However, as a katin tab of vom and alf, l'mandam atrevi lez, according to the pin that says that a being that has a moral defect could still have children, ma'ik l'mem, what are you going to say? That's not excluded from l'chai zera, maybe therefore mekol HaChai is excluding that. How do you use mekol HaChai to exclude that if it's missing a limb? And that's the no, amakra, the pasuk says, itach. It was told to Noach, with you, which is b'day melach, which is similar to you. Ask the Gemara, but v'dim ha'noach gufi treifa havet. What do you mean? Maybe he himself was a treifa. And therefore then, from the word he talked, we would have thought that he would take in treifas. And therefore you have to exclude that from chai, and not to exclude mechusar eiver. Unless it's the Gemara, no, you can't say noach was a treifa. Because tamim ksev, it says that he was tamim, whole. Meaning that he was not a person that had a moral defect. And that asks the Gemara, no, v'dim ha'tamim b'drachav ha'i. Maybe what it means that he was whole means in his ways, but not in his body. That's the Gemara, no, because Tzadik said, he already says he was righteous. Tamim would be saying then in his body. On that, the Gemara, no, Dima Tamim Bidrachav. Maybe whole means in his ways, meaning in his character, that he was humble and lowly of spirit. And Tzadik means B'maisav Havet. Righteous means in his actions, in his ways, meaning that he didn't commit any thievery. So now the Gemara answers, no, Loisa G'day Dech Dineich Gufi Trefav. You cannot entertain to say that Neich himself was a Trefav. Because if you would entertain to say that he himself was a treifa, so when it says that itach, he should take in the animals that are similar to him, I also that Hashem is going to tell him, take in animals that are similar to you, which is only those that have a treifa, and shleim and loytal, that he should not take in any animals that are not a treifa. Ella, rather, it's obvious that he himself was not a treifa, and therefore it can't be to say that that we would exclude whole animals. Rather, when it says itach is bedoy malach, that's how we know that it can't be a treifa, because he himself was not a treifa. As we say, because if he was, Hashem wouldn't tell him to take him only treifa animals. So that has the Gemara. So b'hashtu d'nafkele ma'itach. So now that we already excluding treifa from itach, because noicha was not treifa, and it's saying bring in animals like you. So l'chai yizer alamali. So what do you need? As we originally brought, at least according to one man, the Amar, from to be able to have a living seed. What do you need to go ahead and use that for? We had entertained to say they will exclude treifa from there, according to at least the pin that holds that it's not yeledes, but we're excluding it from itach. So what are we using l'chai yizer for? So the Gemara, imi itach havimine, if we had only had the pasuk of with you, so I would have thought to say litzav sabi alma, that the reason why it says like with you, meaning similar to you, like just like you're not a treifer, so too the animals cannot be a treifer, was only because of being concerned that he should have company, meaning that the animal should survive the 12 months with him in the teva, but so therefore a treifer cannot be brought in because that it shouldn't die and that it shouldn't have any more company. But I would have thought to say vafilazak and vafilasris, but that he could take an older animal or an animal that cannot have children, and that would be okay because it's not a treifa and it would be there to have him company. It just can't have children. That's why kaz rachman nazar. That's why to say l'chai zera. No, an animal not only that it will not die and it will survive, but that it could even propagate and have its own children, which would not be appropriate to have an older animal or a stris which cannot have children.